you are entering a time now when your communication goals are going to be altered somewhat. And we would like to remind you that that is fine, as long as you are not going back to the perfectionistic idea of communications. When you are walking in the world now, you will find that there are those who you meet, or there are even systems that you may be involved in, which literally make no sense to you at all. Those of you who have had to deal with those who are following your previous president, it is very difficult to look at them and listen to them and say to yourself, I can make sense of this, when you actually cannot make sense of it. And so there will be some of this to deal with, and there will be other things as well. So when we think about a communication goal, we must change it from the idea that we are going to understand everyone's communication and that we are going to come up with the perfect communication of our own to make it all work. Now, it is a large thing to give up, since you have been taught to identify with being able to do that. And this is not a time when that is going to work. And so let us think about communication in a different way then. We're going to begin with the theme of this whole next portion of time and space, and that is the power of loving kindness. Here is something that is a relief. You do not have to understand someone's communication in order to extend loving kindness. The loving kindness is an act of the heart. It is your ability to send well wishes to someone even when they are making no sense to you at all. Now, we don't want you feeling badly about that, but we also do not want you to get caught in the striving, because quite frankly, there are a wide variety of people and things that you are going to be encountering in this upcoming time. And when you cannot understand it, extend the individual loving kindness and tell yourself, that is enough. That is enough. Now, when you are in a situation where in order to move forward, you need to understand more about what this person is trying to say, we would like to suggest to you questions. Questions. And the kind of question that says, particularly if you are getting too much information or confused information, questions like, what is the most important thing to you in this thing that we are going to do together? What is most important to you? And the power of this, you will be quite impressed with, because what you are doing is you are not forcing someone to communicate in a clear way, but you are going at it another way. You are asking them, hopefully holding loving kindness while you are doing it, you are asking them, what is important to you? And when you do that, then what you get back will give you the things that you really need. And it will give you an idea. You will find this. It is a puzzling thing that happens. There is perhaps a garble of communication. And when you ask someone, what is the most important thing here? Very often, you will get a true thing, but it does not seem to bear any relationship to the garble. And we have to make that all right. We have to say it only matters that I got to the thing that allows me to move forward. So we can give you several other handy hints, but we did want you to think about this, that when communication is unclear, do not drive yourself insane trying to make something unclear clear, but do find the question that is going to help that person speak to you about what is the most important thing to them. You will get a chance to use this technique, and we will be interested to see how you think about it and what it is doing for you. Now, we want to mention one other thing in the communication level, and this one is challenging, and that is there are those who do not want to be understood. These are the negative ones. These are the ones who tell you that everything is wrong and nothing is right and no one understands. And if you hear that, by the way, that is a trigger, so be careful. If someone says, no one understands me, please do not try to be the person who understands them. We know that is a challenge, but that is not where you need to go. You need once again to say, I understand how you are feeling. Is there anything you would like to communicate? Is there anything that you would like to share that has light in it or that has something that gives you joy? In other words, it is the redirecting rather than going into the communication and banging your head against the wall. When you think about it in a situation like that, if what the only thing you come away from it, the communication, is that it makes no sense at all to you, then you have a situation where you may have wasted your energy, or you may have stayed too long with something, and you want to be very cautious, not afraid, but cautious of your communication energy. Nothing can make you tired or worn more quickly than pouring yourself out into a situation where the communication simply is not offered to you. And if it is not offered to you, be very careful that you do not fight to get it. Because when you do that, the fighting to get it, it cramps up the other person's ability to communicate. It is a thing more easily understood in energy than in words. But pressing to try to get the communication needs to be saved for only emergency situations. Otherwise, it is a deep breath, send loving kindness, ask what is important to them, and then if it's nothing, then move away. Give yourself permission to move away from it. This is one of the challenging learnings for women. And so we wanted to talk to you about it now before we move into a fuller, busier new year, so to speak. These things are the signs of a wise woman. We will be speaking to you about the indicators of a wise woman, but this is one of them, that you know how to move in and out in terms of communication. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel a wind blowing, and let that wind blow away any frustration or burden that you might have carried, that you do not wish to carry in the week ahead. Let the wind blow it away. Now let the universe send a fluid filling light, golden and bright. Open your crown and feel that energy flowing into your thoughts to break up the problematic thought forms that could trap you and use energy in ways you do not need to use it. So let that energy straighten your thoughts and put them in a place of peace and loving kindness and a willingness to let go of what is not good for you. And let that energy touch your third eye and awaken your third eye, so that your intuitive powers return to you and guide you and make you wise. Feel the flow of that energy into your communication center. Let it fill your throat and let it allow in what is true for you, what is good for you, and let your questions be full of light so you can see what those questions might bring to you. Feel the flow of light into your heart center. And let the heart fill and see the garden in your heart being nourished and illuminated so that everything you love, everything you want to create is being made stronger and more powerful and more loved. And feel that energy flow into your solar plexus. And let that energy begin to break up any emotions that might be holding you captive. Set them free. Let the light move them out of your body and out of your energy field. And feel that golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And let it remove again any shame, any judgment, any of the old painful habits that might have caught in your body. Feel them leave your body. And see the beautiful cleansing waterfall that lives in that center, that washes away anything that you experience but do not wish to hold on to. Feel that energy flow down through your body and into the root. And let that energy begin to nourish the root. Begin to help that center form a pattern of creation that you will be carrying forward with you. Trust the energy and know that you do not need to know about everything now. Only that doors will open, and when you go through, your root will be holding the pattern that matches your heart. So you will move safely and powerfully into a new world. Let that energy fill your body, relieve you of stress, take away burden. Make your arms and hands wise so that they are doing the things that match your heart. And feel the flow of energy down through your trunk to heal, down through your legs to support, down into your feet so that you walk in wisdom. And feel that light move outside of your body to make a field that will draw to you all that is yours. Move your attention into your heart center and take a moment to see the beauty of what you have created inside of yourself and the comfort that it brings you to know that you can always return to your own heart and the beauty of the garden you have grown there. Now become aware of a path that begins to move upward from your heart. And walk to it. And know that no effort is required to move as high as this path will take you. So move along the path. And come to a place of colors. And know that the colors and the energy in the colors that you meet here are for you and will provide an energy that you need. Be aware of the colors that are there. Now move forward on the road. Feeling the ease. And come to a place where there is a waterfall that removes pain. Old pain, present pain, wherever it might be, and stand under the waterfall and let that waterfall find all the old wounds and wash them out of your body. and allow this process to continue even as you move on. And step up, move forward to a place where a gift has been left for you. And resting your mind, know the gift. Now come to the path again. And as you walk down, feel how much lighter you have become. How much freer. How much wiser. And come down the path and into your heart. And drink from the water that flows there to refresh your spirit. Now begin to breathe into the center of your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.